Welcome to the Hypnodojo, a place of learning for practitioners and students of hypnotherapy. Get your black belt in all things hypnotherapy as we whip into shape your mindset, mastery, and marketing. Relax, enjoy, learn. Here's your sensei, Linda Campbell.
Welcome to the Hypnodojo. In this podcast, I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant because I usually do when I get on this topic. So bear with me because some of the things I'm going to say in this show might fly in the face of other hypnotherapy training or things that you might have read or heard about hypnotherapy. I'm going to be talking about my big challenge with people who want to know, is there a script for that? I'm going to harp on scripts for a little while. I used to belong to a bunch of hypnosis forums, and you know what the thing is that people would ask the most? I probably have already given it away. They were always asking, is there a script for that? My client wants to lose weight and she's past menopause. Is there a script for that? My client has a fear of snakes. Is there a script for that? My client is a nail biter. Is there a script for that? My client has a skin condition. Is there a script for that? My client has an aversion to eating vegetables. You guessed it. Is there a script for that? So as you may have already figured out, this absolutely drives me crazy. It is my pet peeve. Why? Well, the solution to helping your client is not in a script. Let me repeat that in case it wasn't hugely obvious. A script is not the solution to helping your client. The solution to helping your client is, wait for it, your client. The solution to helping your client is within your client. So your client is an individual. Two people could show up in my office on the same day, both wanting to achieve the goal of reducing their weight. But they each have their different reasons for hanging on to weight. They each have their different language that they use to describe their challenges. They each have different behavioral changes that they need to make in order to be at the weight they prefer. They each have a different motivation for why they want to take weight off. They have a different history, so they've received different messages about food or about their bodies or about body image or nutrition. They've had different events in their lives, and those events may have impacted on their weight again in different ways. They come from different families, so they've had different rules about food growing up and different expectations placed on them growing up. They have different associations to food, to their body, to taking weight off or keeping it on. And there is no way that a generic script written by someone else with a different person in mind is going to cover everything that your individual client needs to hear. So let me give you some real life case studies, just little short snippets from weight loss clients that I've worked with to illustrate this. And as I talk about each of these clients, listen to how they all have had a different situation and therefore we would need to address it differently in hypnosis. So client number one was a woman who grew up in a family where her mother was overly obese. Kids at school would make fun of her mother. My client loved her mother and was fiercely loyal to her. And that included hanging on to weight as a way of showing solidarity with mom. Client number two is a man who's now in his mid-50s who had a cleft palate when he was a kid. As a result, he suffered a lot of teasing and bullying, and so he started to gain weight, not consciously. Nobody does these things intentionally. This is all happening on a subconscious level. He started to gain weight as a way of looking bigger and more threatening and more intimidating. It was a way of protecting himself, a way of keeping bullies away. Client number three grew up in a family where there was never enough money and never enough food. She didn't get treats. As the youngest child, she was served after everyone else and felt like she never had enough to eat. As an adult, who now makes a good living, it's like she's making up for lost time, overindulging in foods, especially the treats that she never got to have as a kid because, well, now she can. Client number four was taken to visit her grandmother in hospice over and over and over when she was a kid. She didn't really understand what was going on with grandma. She just saw that grandma got skinnier, 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 and eventually died. Now she's hanging on to weight because on a subconscious level, there's an association that's been set up between being thin and death. So her subconscious is keeping her safe by helping her to maintain weight. Client number 5 was born a month premature. Because of her small size at the time, she was fed highly caloric foods to help her to gain weight rapidly. Now, she keeps craving highly caloric foods, and she goes into a pattern of self-sabotage where she binge eats whenever she starts to lose a little weight. Now, on a subconscious level, there's a belief that these are the foods that will keep her alive, and she starts to feel panicky if she begins to lose weight. Client number 6 had a sister growing up who had a very serious eating disorder. The sister was the focus of everyone's attention. The family always seemed to be worrying that the sister was going to die. Now, my client hangs on to weight because there's a negative association with being thin. If you see a sister on the verge of death for year in and year out growing up, there's a negative association that gets set up that being thin is not a good thing. Thin is on the way to dying. So I think you probably get the point. These are different cases, different individuals. They have their different histories that are impacting on them in different ways. They've got their different motivations for why they want to take weight off. They've got their different language and how they describe what's going on for them. They have different things that they want to achieve when it comes to the actual behavioral changes that they want to make. There is no one generic weight loss script that is going to address these issues for the client. Now, when I teach my classes, I ask my students to hold a presupposition that the client has within them all of the resources that they need to change their situation and achieve what they want to achieve in hypnosis. So what do I mean by this? Accessing the subconscious allows us to access the client's memory bank. We can look for events that have had an impact on the client so that they can make the changes they want. When we address the situation that's causing the client to maintain their symptoms go away. Now, in each of these above cases, I need to say something different to the client in hypnosis in order for the weight to come off. Again, this is not going to be found in a script. So when I say the client has within them all of the resources, because we're accessing the subconscious, they really do. We can understand where a client's symptom began by going into the subconscious and tracing that symptom back to its origins. And so the client has insight inside them. They've got memories inside them. They're making connections inside their subconscious between their symptoms and events or situations in their past. So the answer to working with your client is not going to be found looking at a script. It's going to be found by talking to your client, gathering a really good history, asking really good questions, unpacking what's going on with them. It's going to be found by listening for relevant events that are still possibly having an impact on them. It's going to be found by asking your client what theories they have as to what's really going on under the surface. It's going to be found by talking to them about messages that they've received and the modeling that they were given. It's going to be found by doing what I think of as uncovering work in hypnosis, where you can identify and address the cause of the symptoms. So your client is the source of the information that you need, not a script. Within your client is the reasons for why they have the symptoms they do. Within your client is the motivation you can use to move them towards their goals. And of course, clients will all respond to different language. Where one weight loss client needs to hear that they'll be thin, another one may need the wording to be skinny. Words mean something to people. And so you want to make sure you're using the right language that's really going to speak to your client. A generic script does not necessarily contain your client's specific language. The script doesn't necessarily speak to your client's history. So here's what I recommend. Instead of looking for a script, do the following 2 easy steps. The first step, do a really good consultation with your client. Take time to get to know your client, to understand them, to, you know, get a peek inside their psyche and understand what makes them work. So you want to find out specifically what they want to work on and get specific information. How will you know what to say to somebody in hypnosis if you don't know exactly what their challenge is? You know, if you've got a weight loss client, let's stick with that analogy, there could be many different things that would need to be worked on in hypnosis in order to help them move forward. For example, do they need help with cutting back on certain foods? Do they need to add healthier foods into their diet? Do they need motivation for exercise? Do they want to eliminate certain foods from their diet? Would they like to have smaller portions? Would they like to be planning ahead? Would they like to be more mindful when they're eating so that they're really noticing the sensations in their body? Are they comfort eaters? Do they eat for reward? Do they eat as a way of celebrating? Do they need to find other ways to take care of those needs so that they're not turning to food? So get specific information from them. What is actually going on? Have a long, detailed conversation until you really get a sense of what this client is grappling with. And you also need to get specific information about what changes they want exactly. So now sometimes this comes out of finding out what's going on for them currently. But sometimes when you ask the question, what would you like instead, the client will share things with you that they didn't share in just telling you what the problem was. So get specific information about what they're currently doing and what they would like to be doing instead. That's going to help you figure out what you need to say to them in hypnosis. Find out whatever theories they have as to why they have the symptoms they have. A lot of people are really insightful. They've done their own internal work. They've, you know, gone to therapy or inquired into their own behavior, and they know exactly where those symptoms stem back to. If the client has a theory that they can give you during the consultation, then that can be a good place to begin in hypnosis, is addressing whatever it is they share with you. So if a client says to me, for example, that they believe that they're eating too much because there wasn't enough food to go around when they were a child, I'm going to do some work around that in hypnosis. I'm going to do what I call hypnotic argument. I'm going to make an argument that where they are in their life now is quite different from then. If they have money to come and pay me for a hypnosis session, they can probably afford to buy good food for themselves. They're no longer in a situation where there wasn't enough to go around. They don't need to make up for any lost time. I might take them into their kitchen in their imagination and have them think about all the food they have in their cupboards, their fridge, their freezer, in their pantry, all the food that they have available to point out, to prove that their situation now is different from the situation they were in when they were a kid. So I'm going to find out whatever theories they have as to why they have the symptoms that they currently have. And I'm also going to find out from them, what do they think their subconscious needs to hear about that? If the client says, I think I'm eating too much because I didn't have enough food when I was a kid, and I say, what do you think your subconscious needs to hear about that? I'm going to get ready to write, because that client is going to provide me the hypnotic argument. They're going to say to me, oh my God, I got lots of food now. I've got too much food. I'm eating way more than I really need to. I've got so much food in my house right now. It's like I'm a food hoarder. So I'm going to write down the things the client says, and I'm going to present that to them in hypnosis. They know it intellectually, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the subconscious knows it as well. Sometimes the first part of the work I'm doing with a client is telling their subconscious what they already know intellectually, getting those two parts of the mind on the same page. So find out what theories they have as to why they have the symptoms they do, and then find out what they think they need to hear in hypnosis in order to address those theories. Find out what they want as far as changes, and find out what's motivating them. One person might be motivated to take off weight because they are afraid of the health risks of carrying extra weight. One person may actually be experiencing, you know, damage to joints or something as a result of weight. Another person might be motivated because they've got a special event coming up and they want to look good on that special occasion. Somebody else might be motivated because they just had a baby and they want to be around for their child. So you want to find out what specifically motivates your client. Why do they want the changes that they want to make? If you say to somebody who's motivated to be around for their child that they're going to look great in a bikini, it's not going to be nearly as compelling as if you used their own motivation with them. Another reason why generic scripts are bad news. You also want to find out during your consultation what they think might happen if they never made those changes. So we know what motivates them. We know why they want to make the changes. But what would happen if they never lost weight? What do they think would their life would look like moving forward if that were the case? That may unpack some more reasons why the client wants to achieve the goal they want to achieve. Now, while you're asking all of these questions, you're writing down the words and phrases that they're using so that you can use them back in hypnosis. Again, a person's language is powerful, more powerful than a generic script or anything that you could make up. So that's the first step. Do a really good consultation with your client. Get inside your client's mind. Understand who your client is. Understand what makes them tick. No impersonal generic scripts. Now, once you have a sense of what's going on for your client, you're going to write your own script. Yes, I said that. Write your own script with your client in mind. Now, you do need to know some things about script writing. You do need to know how to properly write suggestions. For example, you should be using positive language. You should be using present tense. You should be using the client's language. Now, there's lots of information out there as to how to write proper suggestions. And if you're already trained, I'm sure this would have been covered in your training. Although I did have a student once who had taken some training somewhere else, and she was taught how to look up scripts online, not how to write your own suggestions, not how to write your own material, but how to find a good cache of scripts on whatever the goal was that a client came in with. So I gotta say, if you've already taken training and you were not taught to write client-centered scripts to do your own writing, then you might want to look into getting some more training. You might want to expand on what you already know because you're going to be really limited when you're unable to write your own material. Okay, so with that out of the way, you're going to be writing your own script with your client in mind. So in that script, you're going to use your client's language. You're going to refer to the client's motivation. Because you want to look great in a bikini or because you want to be around with your child, you're going to, whatever the suggestion is that will get the client the desired outcome. You're going to address any of the causes for the symptoms that the client shared with you during the consultation. You're going to reframe things for them, do hypnotic argument, where you present a way of looking at things that's different from what the client is currently doing. You're going to start the process of uncovering any more events or situations that are responsible for the client's symptoms. I do what I refer to as a tweak. This is my own thing. In session number one, I essentially say to the client, I'm just going to give you the nutshell version here, that their subconscious knows everything about them. Their subconscious contains all of their life experience and understands what has contributed to or caused the symptom that the client and I are working on. And if there's anything further that we need to know, understand, or address to help the client to achieve their goal of taking off weight in this case, the subconscious is going to start giving them insight. There's going to be memories or clear, vivid dreams or aha moments or perhaps a sense or a knowing or a feeling. The client might find themselves thinking about the situation from a bit of a different angle. In other words, the subconscious is going to play detective for them, presenting to them whatever insight, clarity, or information could help inform our direction in working together. So I'm going to start the process of uncovering any more events or situations that are responsible for the client's symptom by saying something like this in session number one. So again, I'm going to give them suggestions in their language for the desired results that they want. And then we're going to see what happens. We put the client back out into the world and see how they respond to the session. Now, if your client is responding, then whatever theory you address was probably the correct theory, and whatever suggestions you gave them are the suggestions they needed to hear. Now you're just going to be reinforcing the work that you did with them to make sure that it lasts over time. If the client has had more insight, they've responded to the tweak, they've had some aha moments about what's really going on underneath their symptoms, I'm going to address those theories in the next session. If the client isn't getting results, if they're still feeling stuck and they haven't had any new insights, then I'm going to use a technique like regression or parts therapy to help the client to identify anything in hypnosis that may be causing the symptoms that they have, and then I'm going to address them. So you really need to have a handful of skills. You need to know how to write your suggestions. You need to know how to reframe or do what I call hypnotic argument. You need to know how to do a really good consultation and get specific information from the client. You need to know how to do any uncovering work. You should be trained in parts therapy or regression or some other work that helps you identify the cause of the client's symptoms. And you should have some tools to address whatever comes up during the regression. Again, it might be suggestions, hypnotic argument, inner child work. There may be all kinds of things that you could use once you know what's responsible for the client's symptoms to help shift their thinking. So I hope this helps you to recognize why scripts are just generic, written for somebody else scripts are just not gonna really do it. You need to get to know your client. You got to quit relying on scripts that have nothing to do with your client, that are generic and impersonal, and talk to your client in hypnosis and out of hypnosis to identify what that individual needs in order for them to get results. Now, again, if your training has only taught you to read generic scripts or how to find scripts online, you might want to look into getting more training so that you can do more client-centered, personal, and effective work. Now, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. If you have ideas for future podcasts, please send them my way. And if you're interested in training, I would love to talk to you about the programs I offer. I do have an interactive online program. During this program, we meet one weekend a month via Zoom. We spend class time doing demonstrations, lectures, exercises, practice sessions. You have access to 29 units of material that you look through on your own. There's videos, audios, really real hypnosis sessions so that you're prepared for what we're covering in class. Alternatively, I also have a self-paced program, and this is more for somebody who likes to study on their own or who has a busy life and is trying to fit in their training around their other responsibilities. With the self-paced program, you get the same material, but you're working through it on your own and then submitting videos to me and assignments so that I can give you feedback and assess you. I would love to talk to you about the programs. If you're interested in training, you can contact me at info@horizoncenterhypnotherapy.com. Now, if you're curious about the training, but you're not quite ready to commit, I'd like to invite you to come to that website, horizoncenterhypnotherapy.com. And I offer on that website that you can try out the first unit of training for free. This will give you a sense of what it's like in the back end of the training, what I'm like as a teacher, the scope of what we're going to be covering. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Okay, take one with corrections with Campbell. Campbell. Okay. Get your black belt in all things hypnotherapy and blah, blah, blah.